Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week we mark the passing of a great Irish physician. Sir Dominic John Corrigan was born on the 1st of December 1802 and was educated at the Catholic College in Maynooth. He was influenced to study medicine and received his first medical education in Dublin and then went to Edinburgh where he received his doctorate in 1825. Corrigan returned to Dublin to open his own practice and subsequently became lecturer of medicine at the School of Dig Street, Peter Street and Richmond Hospital. He was appointed physician to the Cork Street Fever Hospital, where he commenced his clinical pathological work. In 1830, he became attached to the Charitable Infirmary in Dublin. And here he conducted a series of pioneering experiments which have become famous on the study of the symptoms of heart disease. From 1840 to 1866, he was physician to the hospitals of the House of Industry. In 1840, Corrigan became physician to Whitworth and Hardwick hospitals, acquiring a new working field for his clinical investigations. He was now a prosperous physician with a great reputation, and in 1849 he gained the honorary MD degree from Trinity College. He was known as a very hard-working physician, and his self-sacrificing devotion during the famine fever years made him famous. He was elected to the Medical Council and President of the Royal College of Physicians, the first Catholic to hold that position, the Pathological Society and the Pharmaceutical Society. Corrigan was created a baronet and was a Member of Parliament for the City of Dublin and was responsible for the improvement of Dublin's water supply. He died on the 1st of February 1880, having suffered a stroke the previous December. Corrigan's name is now synonymous with heart disease and its treatment. Several conditions are named after him, including Corrigan's pulse, Corrigan's disease, Corrigan's respiration, and Corrigan's sign. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.